see, I'm from Cressingham Gardens, which is a small estate between here and Tulse Hill. Many of you will know already about what's been happening up there, but in a nutshell, the Lambeth Council, who just over the road there, want to regenerate our estate. And what that actually means for us is the demolition of our homes. Now, a few people have said here today that we need to negotiate with the council and we need to, to communicate with them. And I absolutely stand in the spirit of that. But I will say this, and perhaps this can be controversial, but I want to dispel some illusions really about, when you're dealing with Lambeth Council. And the first one is that they care. And Lambeth Council do not care about us. Lambeth Council are still housing people on our estate. Now, at the moment, there's 21,000 people on the homeless register in Lambeth, and they never tire of telling us this figure. And what it actually means is that if you are going to be rehoused, you're a vulnerable person. So they're actually rehousing vulnerable people like myself. I'm bipolar. I was rehoused on the Cressingham Gardens only to find out that my home is going to be demolished. And it's not just about me. Every single person that is rehoused on that estate, it falls into that category. They're vulnerable. So that's the first illusion, that they care. Because if they cared, they would tell us that we were being offered a property that's about to be demolished. And the second thing is have no illusions about consultation. The only part of the consultation that rings true is the con. And basically, we were just over a year ago today, we were offered five options. We were told that we would be consulted on those options, that our voice would be heard. And one of those options, option one, would mean the refurbishing of the whole estate. Depending on what survey you listen to, either 79 or 80% of people on Cressingham Gardens chose that option. And what did the council do? In March the 9th this year, they swept that option off the table. So we're now left with two options: the demolition of 120 homes or the demolition of 3,006 homes. And the third illusion, I'd say, is that they're actually doing this to actually bring down this figure of 21,000 on the houses. Because people say to me, why do they want to demolish Cressingham Gardens? And that's the reason we're given. The reason we're given is that they want to create more council housing. With those two remaining options, under option four, it will provide 15, and this is no joke, no word of a lie, 15 new council homes. With option five, which will mean the demolition of 306 homes, basically it will provide, I think it's another 60 or 63